Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
Well, let's hope we can get it all in here tonight over the course of the next 2 hours. Welcome into Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Fresh off the blitz, Fred Fowler, AJ Hoffman. I hope some of those blitzers are sticking around here because there are topics here tonight that would kind of jump over into mainstream sports as well. How about Rafa Marquez? Among 22 sanctioned for drug ties by the U.S. Treasury Department in Mexico. I don't know about you. I am so exhausted by the drug culture and our prolonged involvement in it. There's so many ways this thing could go with Marquez and how this happened. Who knows? Maybe a drug lord in Guadalajara came up to him and said, hey, either liquefy some of my assets or else. But disgraceful, honestly. 713-780-3776. But we get a lot of positive things to talk about as well. 713-780-3776. Streaming at ESPN975.com. Plus, we are on Facebook Live tonight. Soccer Matters, I believe the Houston Dynamo will have us on Facebook Live, Glenn Davis as well. So we're trying to air it out here tonight. We've got Tomas Martinez, the Dynamo designated player, will be in studio here tonight. We're planning on having him on later in the first hour. We have in the second hour, we're going to go all Premier League at the beginning of it, and we're going to talk with Warren Barton of Fox. We're going to go through all your favorite teams, whether you're a United fan, a City fan, an Arsenal fan, a Liverpool fan, Spurs. We have you covered tonight, and we're going to give you some insight into who we think is trending up heading into the 2017-18 Premier League season, which begins on Friday, Arsenal and Leicester City. So excited about that kicking off. And by the way, the pub culture here in Houston, supporters groups, they will be filling bars this weekend to watch the Premier League, to watch La Liga. Barcelona is going to be playing Real Madrid on Sunday. We're going to have some of those supporters culture guys in studio. Costa Din of Culés Barcelona will be in here tonight. Real Madrid supporters group with Eddie Mendoza will be in here. And representing the Houston Dynamo, Manny G, my good buddy there of El Batallón, who those guys fired up all the time over at the King's Court, one of the great soccer pubs here in Houston. So tonight, the phone lines are going to be open. What are your biggest thoughts heading into the Premier League season? 713-780-3776. We can talk also about the Super Cup. Boy, what a gap between Real Madrid and Manchester United. Forget about a 2-1 scoreline. If you didn't watch this game, up until Fellaini's introduction, it should have been 3-4-0 Real Madrid without Ronaldo. But the football being played, there was a wide expanse. I don't know what you were thinking, Manchester United fans. And I do believe United is going to end up 1 or 2 in the Premier League this year. I think they've done some good buying in the offseason. The Matic signing is going to be one that will affect Paul Pogba. Push him a little bit higher up the field and hopefully take a little bit of pressure off of him. And, of course, Lukaku, who I know is going to bang in goals against the likes of mid-table teams and lower-end teams. Can he do it in the big games against City, Arsenal, those type of games, Lukaku? So Manchester United fan, I'd like to talk with you tonight as well, or any of the Premier League fans. What are your biggest talking points heading into the Premier League season? We want to hear from you tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number. You can hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, or Facebook Live. Get over to Soccer Matters. You can catch us on Facebook Live. I will respond to you guys once we get up and rolling here. Neymar to PSG. Now, I don't care what type of sports fan you are. You might not even be a soccer fan. He says it's not about money. Okay. What do you think about that? Let's talk about this mind-blowing financial transfer. Can PSG adhere to the financial play issues that are definitely going to come to them? My prediction is their accountants are at work and they're going to ultimately get fined. And in the end, it won't be that big a deal because Neymar is going to be selling shirts out the wazoo, his rights and all kinds of sponsorship type of things that will come out of this and benefit PSG. He's out of the shadow of Messi now. He's branding himself. Ridiculous money. And it's all about him in the Champions League now, Neymar. And do you think he can be that leader now? More eyeballs and interest will definitely be on French League One. But he's breaking out to be his own man. And you can't do that when you're on Lionel Messi's Barcelona. 713-780-3776. We do have sound from Neymar. Let's listen to this. Now, this is translated, but take a look and listen to this, the translation of this Neymar sound.
So any player playing next to Messi will always be a second. Messi, for me, is one of the biggest, if not the biggest. And I respect him. I admire him. It was an honor to be playing next to him for the last 4 years. And I didn't come over here to be the star. I came over here because I had a challenge presented by the club to conquer titles, and that's the reason why I'm happy and excited to have taken this decision and to embrace this new challenge.
Okay, so he says he's not there to be the star, which I'm not buying that. That's nice Neymar speak, but he is going there to be the star whether he likes it or not, and he's also going there to get out of Messi's shadow. I don't think there's any question, because if it was just about Champions League and winning things, he could have remained at Barcelona. So, you know, it's interesting to hear. You heard him in the background and the translator on the front end of that. So I will take your thoughts on Neymar. Now, the Houston Dynamo made a signing. Philippe Senderos played over 60 games for Arsenal. So the Dynamo have a little Premier League tie. It had very mixed reactions to this signing. Let me just tell you, Senderos, he's been in 3 World Cups. So here's what General Manager Matt Jordan had to say about Felipe Senderos. He said he'd be a welcomed addition to the team. His extensive experience, leadership qualities, ability to organize and communicate will complement our already talented group of defenders as we enter the final third of the season, said Dynamo Vice President General Manager Matt Jordan. With this signing, along with the quality of our current group, we're confident that we have a very deep roster with players at every position who have the ability to step in at any moment. Okay, so this is cover for Leonardo and Machado, I'm assuming. Here's Wilmer Cabrera's quote. Felipe is a World Cup class player who is going to bring experience to our team. He's going to bring quality for our locker room, and his professionalism is going to help to continue building the philosophy of the Houston Dynamo, said Wilmer Cabrera. His quality and experience are going to bring up the level in all aspects. Okay, so translation is, when players are brought in, what I want you to understand is when coaches and management, and I'm not directly speaking to Matt Jordan or Wilmer Cabrera here, but having been on professional teams and at a very different time in this country, the dynamics are still there. Everybody doesn't get along. Okay, that's number one. What everybody has to do is respect each other. But everybody doesn't get along. It's not this perfect nirvana that essentially all coaches and general managers like to put out there. It's not, and it shouldn't be. And you don't want it to be, because if people aren't competitive and upset about not being in a starting lineup or not getting minutes, you don't want those guys on your team. That's called dead weight. They're called people that don't contribute to a locker room. Okay? So Senderos is going to come in, and I will guarantee you what they say is correct. He's probably got an incredibly professional attitude. That'll help. He will be good cover, depending on where he is physically, for two center backs that I think, and some people have bagged on Leonardo at times this year, which I don't understand that. I think he's been excellent. And Machado's been excellent, and Machado arguably could be the team's MVP with his consistency from game one to right now.
But for you people out there criticizing Leonardo, what rock are you been under? Have you seen the center back pairings the Dynamo have had prior to this? Raul Rodriguez, Bobby Boswell? I mean, let's be a little bit fair here to Machado and Leonardo. They have upgraded the center back position remarkably. And those are great signings by the Houston Dynamo. So I don't know what you're thinking. Raul Rodriguez had a lot of promise, was very good on the ball, is woefully, sadly, inconsistent because he was very talented. He got ran over physically a couple of times. And I loved him with the ball at his feet. He was a wonderful man. David Horst, wonderful man. But I'm sorry, Leonardo and Machado, hands down, is a step up. So this is a protective signing, I think, as well. What do you think? 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. So what do you think of the Philippe Senderos signing for the Houston Dynamo? And we can read some of the stuff. A lot of people like it. A lot of people don't like it. A lot of people have cited from 2014 to now that he has not been very effective at a number of clubs that he's been at. But it all depends on why he's being brought in here. Now, for those of you who are afraid of the salary cap, I can't see, and this is just me and my opinion, that he's being paid a lot of money and that he's got long terms here. He's a little bit of a piece here that can be helpful in the big picture of what Matt Jordan and Wilmer Cabrera are trying to do. So, 713-780-3776. Tomas Martinez, the Dynamo, will take on San Jose Saturday. On Sunday, it's the Houston Dash against FC Casey. So you got two live opportunities to catch games this weekend. You can go over to places like the King's Court, right by the stadium. You can go pre- and post-game, get after it. You can go pre- and post-game at the King's Court also for the Premier League. Kickoff of the Premier League is Friday, Arsenal and Leicester, and then Saturday and Sunday games. So it's going to be a busy time at the King's Court, at the Gorgeous Gale, our good friend Peter there, Jay down at the King's Court. And I'm going to be popping in probably both those days, King's Court, and I'm hopefully going to get over to the Gorgeous Gale as well before the Dynamo game. So I hope a few people will come down there. Look forward to catching up with a few people. Super Cup. Casemiro, Isco. The two goals for Real Madrid, Lukaku for Manchester United. Distinct difference in these two teams in the quality of play in this game. Distinct. I mean, Real Madrid should have been up 3 or 4 nothing and should have put this game away. Jose Mourinho brought on Marouane Fellaini. He made the game a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more physical. And for you United fans, remember, he used to bag on him relentlessly. And he's turned out to be a nice piece for Manchester United. And then the game changed a little bit. United had a few chances, but in the end, anybody that didn't have loyalty and isn't blinded by loyalty saw the difference between the European champions, and it's a big difference, and Manchester United. 713-780-3776 is the number here tonight. Carlos Vela to Los Angeles Football Club. The new expansion team that will join the league next year, managed by Bob Bradley. Chicharito has come out in support of Carlos Vela because there's a lot of Mexican League fans not happy with Jonathan Dos Santos and Carlos Vela coming to Major League Soccer. Tell me why. 713-780-3776. Tell me why, Liga MX fan. Is it simply because you don't get to watch him in Liga MX? But what's the common denominator here as to why you're upset? Is it a win for MLS getting those two players over Liga MX? You're damn right it is. You got that one right. Of course it is. Who doesn't want Vela and Dos Santos in their league? I do. As somebody involved with MLS and a commentator and just purely from the aesthetic standpoint of quality players. This league is pulling in quality players. 713-780-3776. So I don't know why anybody would be upset with that. You know, there are a number of players that have kind of gone under the radar here in Major League Soccer. These types of signings that
enhance another player on your team. So I gave you an example of Matic to Manchester United and how he can influence Paul Pogba. Gets Pogba higher up the field, a little less defensive responsibility for him. Victor Vasquez in Toronto has played in La Liga. His influence on Michael Bradley, Greg Vanney, the manager, tells me, and all we have to do is watch Toronto FC, and you're going to understand that he has a direct influence on Bradley because Bradley now doesn't have to do both when it comes to being a balancing, holding midfielder and initiating attacks, and also then having to be the guy that can turn defenses with passes. Vasquez now is the option for Bradley, so Bradley's not having to hit defense-turning passes consistently. There's one. Dax McCarty and Schweinsteiger in Chicago. Dax's influence on Schweinsteiger is huge. So there you have it. These types of signings are important. Sometimes you're signing a player not only for what they bring, but what they can bring out of others. We got a phone call here, right? Let's go to our caller here on soccer. Then we're going to bring on John Daspit here. Bob, what's on your mind tonight, Bob?
Do you think that anybody's ever going to close his record for goals scored in the World Cup?
It's not Kroos. Who are you talking about? Talking about the
German. The German guy.
Miroslav Klose. Klose. Sorry, I thought you said Kroos or Kroos.
No, Klose.
Do I think so? Wow, that one's out of the. That one kind of came out of left field based on what I've been talking about here. Yeah, I don't know.
I know. I told you guys.
Records are to be broken. All I can say about Miroslav Klose is brought into the World Cup, scored goals when he wasn't even starting at his club team. One of the most underrated strikers ever, a pure penalty area finisher, and an outstanding player. So, you know, when it's going to be broken, I don't know. All right, I appreciate that phone call.
It was out of left field, I know. Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. You're asking soccer talk here. Let's go to John Daspit of the Daspit Law Firm. Before we get John on, just a reminder about the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they will bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com. The number to call them is 713-322-HURT, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. We all sometimes have to have a lawyer. Car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction. You might drive an 18-wheeler. You might work in a plant or a refinery outside of Houston. Daspit Law Firm is always going to treat their case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. And the Daspit Law Firm, remember, will work for you 24-7. They're going to fight for your right for compensation. It's DaspitLaw.com. And with that, we bring on the one and only John Daspit. And first we say, John, thank you very much for your support, not only of Soccer Matters on ESPN, but the sport of soccer as a whole here in Houston, Texas.
Thanks a lot, Glenn. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, and we appreciate what you do for the sport. And, you know, our sport is huge here in Texas. As you know, 67,000 people just out for United in Manchester City. So many people affected by the game here. Let's talk about your law firm. You got a lot of exciting things going on. One of them is that we're excited always that you support this show, but a little bit of a platform for you to talk about the firm.
Thanks, Glenn. Yeah, we represent families and individuals that have been hurt, be it, you know, via motor accident, motor vehicle accident, industrial accident, anything where kind of someone has been wronged by the harm of another. From an injury perspective or a company, we try to do what we can to kind of get those people back, both in the position they were in before they got hurt and achieve kind of a maximum compensation for what they've had to go through.
And look, like anybody who's ever been in an accident, we all need guidance at some point, don't we?
Yeah, you know, some people think, I it'll never happen to me, and they're right. It doesn't happen to you until it happens to you. And people find themselves in situations where they need a lawyer. They may be trying to deal with an insurance company on their own. Usually not a wise thing to do. The insurance companies, those folks, the adjusters that work for them, they're trained to do all they can to limit or outright deny any claim you may have.
Well, John, I also know that you're a soccer fan. We appreciate that as well. And I know you've been down to Dynamo games and taken in other games, and you grew up in the Bear Creek area playing the game. So it's also great to be connected with somebody who does love and appreciate the sport as well.
Thank you, Glenn. Yeah, I'm a big Dynamo fan, and I try to make it out to the games when I can. You know, it, I think it's a great venue. I wish it was larger and could just fit more people. That's a good start.
Well, John, listen, as always, we thank you very much. We thank you and your firm, the Daspit Law Firm, for supporting us here on ESPN Radio, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. I'll get you out to one of those Dynamo games this year.
Thank you, Glenn.
All right, that's John Daspit. So, look, we don't have radio without John and his firm. We don't have a soccer show. We don't have a soccer show without you, the caller and the listener. So, please, keep the support rolling in. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Again, thanks to John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, their personal injury attorneys. John and his company will bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Doesn't matter, car, boat, motorcycle, industrial construction, DaspitLaw.com. They're going to work for you 24-7. Fight for your right for compensation with the Daspit Law Firm. Let's get some calls rolling here at 713-780-3776. Your thoughts on the upcoming Premier League season. Dynamo San Jose this Saturday. The table is tight. Sporting KC on 37 points at the top of the MLS table. Sixth place, the final playoff spot, only five below in San Jose. They come to Houston this weekend. We'll take a break. More to come. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. It's a Bud Light break.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show here, Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. As always, we appreciate your support. Just want to remind you about Liberty Kitchen. I'm passionate about food, and my friends at Liberty Kitchen, my good buddy Carl Eves over there, and all the guys, they serve up lunch, supper, and brunch better than most. Think of it as modern American comfort food. They're classics taken up several notches. Great burgers, mac and cheese, chicken fried, mom's spaghetti chowder, and they've got farm stand crisp food that Liberty Kitchen will put their stamp on. They got a lot of their staples, Creole gumbo, oysters on the half shell, cowboy surfers, ribs, fish, round out the menu, great cocktails, cold beer. Now you understand. Liberty Kitchen, lunch, supper, and brunch. You got Heights, you got River Oaks, you got Garden Oaks, which is now the beer garden over there. That's a very, very cool spot, the beer garden. In Garden Oaks, Treehouse Memorial City as well. So great reminder for Liberty Kitchen. They serve it upright. Now, we had a little, this is called an audible here because Tomas Martinez came into studio here. We decided, you know what, let's not make him wait. Let's get him in here. Let's get him an opportunity to come on the air here and talk about Tomas Martinez and the Houston Dynamo. Translating is our good friend from the Houston Dynamo organization, Edgar Valise. So let's start it off with Tomas. We've already said thanks very much for him coming in studio, so we'll bypass that. And just how it's been for him in Houston so far, the training, getting acclimated to Houston, Texas.
Tomas, gracias por acompañarnos. Hay que empezar pues con la manera que usted se ha ingresado, la manera que ha llegado acá a Houston y pues cómo se siente, cómo ha estado su trayectoria esos últimos dos, tres semanas que ha estado acá en la ciudad.
Bueno, primero creo que el recibimiento tanto del cuerpo técnico como de los compañeros ha sido muy bueno. Estoy muy contento de estar aquí. Estoy muy cómodo en la ciudad. Creo que ya me voy adaptando un poco a los calores, a los compañeros, a lo que quiere un poco el entrenador. Así que bueno, tratando de ir mejorando día a día para adaptarme un poco a lo que es la liga.
I was received very well by the staff, by the coaches, by the players as a whole. I'm definitely very just overall happy to be here. Little by little, I'm adapting to the city, and I'm getting a better idea as days and just time goes on as far as what is expected of me from the coaching staff and just my teammates overall.
Let's ask Tomas about, he has seen now in person Major League Soccer, the type of play. What does he see out of MLS teams?
tras ya mirar dos o tres partidos acá en la liga, cómo pues, en su manera, cómo mira la liga, cómo mira los equipos y el estilo que se juega acá en los Estados Unidos?
Bueno, veo a la liga, a la MLS, con un gran crecimiento. Creo que también es muy parecida a la liga argentina. Es muy competitiva, es muy rápida. Creo que hay muchos jugadores muy buenos y equipos que también son muy fuertes, tanto físicamente como estratégicamente. Creo que es una liga muy rápida, que de mucho ataque y contraataque. Y bueno, tratando de adaptarme un poco a ese ritmo fuerte que también lo veníamos haciendo un poco en Argentina. Bueno, en Argentina se juega bien parecido a esto.
I've definitely seen the growth. This is a league that's just very competitive, top to bottom. You see the play on the field very fast. It's something that's very similar to what I've experienced back home. It's just something where other parts of the game or what I would have to adapt to is very similar to what I had back at home. So just seeing how it's played here, you see that it's very much attack-based. There's also quite a few teams that just focus on the counterattack. So just noticing those differences is something that I've picked up over the last two or three games.
Tomas Martinez in studio of the Houston Dynamo, a midfielder brought here as a designated player. A lot of excitement around his arrival here and how he'll fit into the Houston Dynamo. Edgar Valles is doing the translating. Edgar, if we ask Tomas about the fact that I think some people forget that the play in Argentina is very physical. You know, what a lot of foreign players say when they come here, oh, it's a physical league. But Argentina, it's physical.
¿Cree que en esta liga se puede adaptar a la manera que se juega, pues, físicamente, típicamente como se encuentra en la liga argentina, donde también allá se juega con un fútbol, pues, muy fuerte?
Sí, creo que, bueno, son muy parecidas. Creo que sí. En Argentina me he adaptado bien a la liga. Creo que la conozco mucho y bueno, creo que espero adaptarme muy rápido a esta liga para poder aportar a mis compañeros y al entrenador en lo que pueda ayudar. Y bueno, me trajeron también para eso, para que pueda ayudar, para el juego, para que agarre rápido la adaptación a la MLS.
Definitely, the physicality is something that doesn't really concern me just because I'm familiar with it. I think for me, the biggest key is just adapting to what to expect from my teammates, what my teammates should expect from me. That would be the biggest place for growth just because it's a different league. There will be some similarities, but overall, my concern or my focus will be just to adapt to what's expected of me and how I could help the team.
How much pressure was there on Tomas at River Plate in Argentina, such a big club, big expectations, talented number 10 type players? Are under pressure.
Hay que hablar de su tiempo allá en River Plate. ¿Qué tipo de presión tuvo allá tomando esa posición de ser el atacante, ser una figura? Y pues, ¿cómo pues? Hay que hablar de esa trayectoria de cómo inició y pues, ¿cómo se siente tener ese tipo de programa en su trayectoria?
Bueno, tomo con tranquilidad. Creo que en River fue un año muy bueno, tanto de como que salí de las academias, de las juveniles, hasta que tuve el orgullo de poder haber jugado en primera. También fue un momento que ganamos muchos títulos. La sudamericana me tocó también la parte de tener la 10 de River y bueno, es una responsabilidad muy grande. Creo que en Argentina se vive mucho el fútbol, es muy apasionante y bueno, River también fue muy importante para mi vida.
So I definitely enjoyed my time in River, just coming up through the academy, earning a spot on the first team. And I'm very grateful that I was able to play a few years over there in the first team, experience some of the big atmospheres, playing the Sudamericana, just big tournaments where you grow as a player. For me, you know, experiencing that in a country like Argentina, where soccer is just, it's king. It's definitely something that's helped me develop as a player and just be able to adapt to different circumstances, different pressures, because it's tough to replicate what you experience in Argentina. So having that pressure, having that those game moments, invaluable.
Can he tell us about his debut at River Plate, the first time you ever played for them, and what it felt like emotionally?
Hay que iniciar o hay que platicar sobre su debut con River Plate. ¿Cómo fue esa experiencia desde el día que se levantó hasta llegar a la cancha?
Bueno, creo que, bueno, primero tuve la experiencia de debutar en la pretemporada, que no fue por los puntos contra Independiente. La verdad que fue algo muy bonito. Estábamos en pretemporada en Mar del Plata. Y bueno, cuando Ramón Díaz, el entrenador de ese momento, me dijo que iba a debutar con el primer equipo, la verdad que fue, bueno, un orgullo. Creo que fueron como 40 personas de mi familia a ver ese partido y creo que es un día que nunca me lo voy a olvidar.
So I made my debut that year in preseason, but as preseason wore on, eventually I sat down with Ramon Diaz, who was a coach at the time, and he told me that I would start. Going through that was just a fantastic experience. It was emotional. That game itself, that first game, I had about 40 guests in the stadium just to watch me play. So it's a wonderful memory that I carry with me, and that's something that I hold dear to my heart.
Okay, now everybody in Houston sees Tomas as a number 10. And as we all know, the number 10 in Argentina is a big number to be given. Maradona, Riquelme, Ortega, Aymar, all these great number 10s. Does he consider himself a number 10 coming here to Houston?
Pues las expectativas son que se va a ser el número 10 el que va a pues proponer el fútbol. Y hay varios futbolistas argentinos que han tenido ese número. Si mira usted como uno de esos jugadores que pues propone el ataque y que ayuda en el desarrollo del ataque de un equipo.
Bueno, es una pregunta difícil, es difícil tu prensa. La verdad que bueno, hay grandísimos jugadores. En Argentina se usa mucho jugar con un 10, con un enganche, como decimos allá. Es muy, muy usual que en las academias, en los juveniles, se usen un 10. Casi todos los equipos de juveniles usan un 10 y creo que en Argentina todavía siguen existiendo ese puesto. La verdad que ojalá que pueda cumplir ese rol. Bueno, Wilmer conoce mucho de ese puesto, en Colombia creo que también y en toda Latinoamérica juega mucho con el 10 y bueno, espero poder desarrollar ese fútbol o parecerme un poco a eso.
That's a tough question. A lot of great players have worn that number. A lot of great players have gone on to do great things with that number. But for me, it's something that I've always seen at every level. In Argentina, you play with a number 10 at every level. So as I've just developed my career, it's something that I've kind of always gravitated towards. It's something that, you know, people in South America are very familiar with. Wilmer himself, something that he's very familiar with. It's something that he wants to see in the team. And I definitely hope that I could be that player that could create, that could just be that spark.
Who's his favorite player in Argentina that maybe he modeled his game after in history?
Pues, cuando uno mira los jugadores que han jugado para la selección argentina, ¿quién es su ídolo? ¿Con quién ha pues emulado usted para seguir su trayectoria como futbolista profesional?
Bueno, mi ídolo máximo del fútbol es Pablo Aymar. También me dio la suerte de compartir plantel antes de su retiro, que se ha retirado en River, después de venir de jugar de la Liga de Malasia. La verdad que, bueno, impresionante verlo entrenar con esa edad. Todavía tenía la magia intacta en los pies. Nosotros no podíamos creer poder compartir entrenamiento con él y la calidad y la cualidad que tenía para cada entrenamiento, para cada partido con su edad. La verdad que fue maravilloso y creo que es uno de mis referentes máximos en el fútbol.
¿Me puede decir su nombre otra vez? ¿Paul cómo?
Pablo Aymar.
So this is an individual, Paul Aymar, who he said that he shared training with and that just, you know, it's a different level. He had this specific touch that was just magical that they themselves would look at and they said that, wow, that's something that we would, you know, take a while to replicate. It's something that, you know, he looks at and he says, that's the kind of player that I want to be. He shared time with him at River and that was one of the experiences that just kind of formalized and just kind of ingrained in him that, you know, this is what I want to aspire to be.
By the way, Dynamo fans, Tomas Martinez, 22 years of age, 18 appearances for River Plate. Yeah, he went out on loan to a number of different clubs, including Tenerife in Spain. You ended up playing Tomas in Portugal with Braga. What was that experience like, and what's the football like in Portugal in comparison maybe to Major League Soccer or other stops in his career?
Hay que hablar sobre su tiempo en Portugal. ¿Cómo fue esa experiencia y pues jugar en esa liga?
Bueno, creo que es una liga muy competitiva, es una liga muy estructurada, donde es muy importante el esquema táctico, es muy táctico el fútbol, es un poco como si fuera más cerrado, es difícil encontrar los espacios, y bueno, tuve que cumplir diferentes roles, tanto como jugar por la izquierda o como si fuera un segundo cinco, creo que fue muy positivo para mi crecimiento táctico. Tuve que defender mucho más. Aprendí muchísimas cosas que bueno, me fueron complementando como jugador. Espero que en esta liga pueda todo lo que aprendí en Portugal poder demostrarlo aquí, que no tuve tenido mucha regularidad.
So it's a competitive league. It's something where the tactics separate the teams. You know, it was difficult to find space, and I was also challenged to do quite a bit more. I was playing on the wings. I was playing in different positions, and it forced me to defend. So I feel like it definitely was a great experience to develop me as a whole player. Now, moving forward, I hope to bring some of that here to MLS, to the Dynamo, as far as what I learned from over there, and just kind of keep building on what the skills that I've acquired.
Tomas Martinez in studio for the Houston Dynamo. Again, the Dynamo in action this Saturday. They'll take on the San Jose Earthquakes at 8 p.m. Possible it could be Tomas's debut. That is a possibility that is out there. By the way, he's also represented Argentina at the under-20 level 10 times, which in itself is pretty remarkable because of we all know what the pedigree of football is in Argentina. So again, we thank him very much for being in studio. So what he's seen from the Dynamo as a team, what does he like?
De lo que ha habido del Dynamo en los partidos que ha asistido, ¿qué le gusta? ¿Qué es lo que se nota cuando uno mira un partido del Dynamo?
Bueno, creo que es un grandísimo club. Me ha encantado los jugadores que hay. Creo que Wilmer es un gran entrenador. Tiene muy en claro lo que quiere para su equipo. Creo que hay grandes jugadores, jugadores muy rápidos. Hay buenos jugadores también en el mediocampo y en la defensa. Tiene un buen arquero. Creo que es un equipo muy parejo. Y bueno, tenemos que ir con el perfil bajo, pero creo que las expectativas es llegar a hacer un gran torneo.
So this is a team that, you know, to some might have a low profile just given some of the results not too long ago, but it's something where Wilmer has kind of taken it and made it his own. From top to bottom, this roster is just loaded with talent, with speed, with just a lot of variables that could lead to a very successful tournament this year, and those are our aspirations. We want to have a great tournament, and if we do it with a low profile, even better. We'll surprise folks as we go about it.
How about, Tomas, your biggest influence when you were young? Could it have been your father? Could it have been a coach? Who were his biggest influences as a young player?
Cuando usted inició su carrera, pues nada más su tiempo así jugando las juveniles, ¿quién fue un referente que le ayudó o que lo inspiró para ser un futbolista profesional?
Bueno, primero mi familia es toda muy futbolera. Tanto mi abuelo, mi tío, mi papá, mi padre, bueno, creo que me ha ayudado mucho. En mi carrera deportiva me llevó a todos los lugares, cada entrenamiento, con mi madre también estuvieron ahí siempre para apoyarme, como mis hermanos, no me puedo olvidar de nadie. También tuve varios técnicos que me marcaron en mi carrera, como Juanjo Borrelli, un jugador, exjugador de River que dirige en la academia, como Fernando Cunchucholu, que también estuvo en la sexta división. Y bueno, después entrenadores de Bobby Fútbol que también me han marcado y que creo que la base es que la agarras ahí, que es Diego Matiachi, que es un gran amigo mío. Así que fueron muy importantes para mi carrera.
I mean, it definitely starts with my family. From my grandpa to my uncle to my dad, this is a family that's just very much driven or very much sports focused. My dad took me to quite a few of my trainings, if not all. My mom was also always in the stands supporting me. So it starts with them, with my brothers, my siblings, who just, you know, had a great impact, and then it goes on the field to some of the coaches with Rivers development program, and then others who have just marked my career, who have been that guiding light, who have led me to this point.
What singular moment when he plays football is his favorite? What singular moment?
¿Qué parte cuando se juega fútbol es su parte favorita? ¿Qué es, sea cuando empieza el partido, o qué parte en el partido es cuando usted se siente que esto es pues lo mejor que hay?
Creo que, bueno, las partes que más me gustan son cuando el juego fluye. Obvio que cuando se gana y se juega bien, pero trato siempre de divertirme. Lo veo como cuando el fútbol va con fluidez y se divierte, creo que las cosas salen mucho mejor. Y cuando encuentro esa fluidez en el campo, es todo mucho más fácil. Y bueno, tal vez cuando se va ganando y hay partes en el partido que se encuentra esa fluidez es lo mejor y cuando más el jugador disfruta.
I enjoy when the game flows. Of course, everybody says, you know, we want to win a score. But for me, it's about the game flowing. To me, when the game flows, it feels like I'm having success. It feels like it's just easy. It's just another day at the park. So for me, the main thing that I always want to see when I'm playing or want to take part in is just making sure that the game flows as we expect it to.
So if the game flows, that means he's getting on the ball a lot and sort of orchestrating, right? And that feeling of that rhythm is what he likes.
Entonces, cuando pues habla de eso, me imagino que es porque usted está pues ayudando en el medio campo, pues dirigir cómo se maneja el partido.
Bueno, creo que sí. No sé si dirigir o no, trato de ayudar con el fútbol, trato de siempre estar cerca al compañero y pedir siempre el balón para que el equipo tenga una oportunidad más, para que tenga un pase más. Y creo que bueno, eso es muy importante para la fluidez del juego, para que cuando hay movilidad, yo creo, en el campo de juego y en el equipo, siempre cuando el compañero tiene una o dos opciones, es mucho más fácil y el equipo se vuelve más fuerte y mejor.
Definitely. I think in my role, I just want to be able to be that person who can give that one extra pass. For me, mobility will lead to extra options. And as you go forward, you want options. You don't want to be restricted to just, you know, going up the middle or just one certain area. So for me, it definitely is about creating that fluidity so that we have options going forward.
All right. So I want to have a little fun with Tomas. How does he like our Texas beef, the carne, right now in Texas as opposed to Argentina? Because we know the beef in Argentina is the best. Or maybe the best. I better be careful what I say here in Texas.
Le gusta preguntar, le quiere preguntar sobre la carne de res. ¿La ha probado acá? ¿Qué opinión tiene sobre la carne de res acá comparada a la que tiene allá en Argentina?
Es un poco parecida, pero creo que el asado argentino es el mejor del mundo. No hay con qué darle. Creo que el asado es lo mejor y bueno, es cualquier que esté en Argentina, si tienen la posibilidad de ir, creo que el asado bien hecho por un argentino es lo más grande que hay.
There are some similarities, but to me, I feel like in Argentina, the beef is just on a different level. I highly recommend anyone who's in that country to get it, to experience that and make sure it's as authentic as possible, because there's just nothing like it.
Well, tell him I'm going to ask for some tips, and I'm glad he didn't answer the question and say he was a vegetarian.
Que pues cuando él llegue a llegar, que le va a preguntar por ciertos sitios donde ir y que le agradezca que no sea un vegetariano.
No, sí, sí. Ya, si llega a ir, que me llame y que le digo para dónde ir.
As soon as you go, let him know. He'll let you know where to go.
All right. That's a deal. That's a deal. Now, tell Tomas, thank you very much. Muchas gracias para here in studio, en el studio. Thank you very much. We wish you a lot of suerte. Best of luck with the Dynamo. We look forward to seeing you play, and we hope it's on Saturday.
Bueno, muchísimas gracias y un gusto estar aquí esta tarde.
All right, this is an exciting young talent. It is Tomas Martinez, 22 years of age. He is with the Houston Dynamo now as a designated player. Possibility that he could play on the weekend against San Jose. We are really looking forward to seeing him play. And on behalf of Tomas and the Dynamo organization right now, how about two tickets to the Dynamo San Jose Earthquakes this weekend? Caller number 6, you get a pair of tickets at 713-780-3776. That's the number, 713-780-3776. Moment here for the Gorgeous Gale, an Irish pub with an Irish feel. That's the Gorgeous Gale this weekend. The Liverpool supporters group will be heading over there. English Premier League will begin again. Head over to the Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside Drive. Catch all the best soccer and football matches. Get in for a pint and a bite. Whiskey offerings are there. Say hello to Peter. Open feel, lots of monitors. TheGorgeousGale.com. Thanks again to Tomas Martinez. We'll let him get out of studio now. And also Edgar Valise for coming in here with him. Gentlemen, thank you. We'll take a quick break. We've got more to come.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
You know, I love hearing that song. Sweet.
Wasn't it in Dazed and Confused?
I'm sure it probably, yes, I think it was. And a song, Sweet F.A. This is Fox on the Run. It's a great song. Great intro to that tune, by the way. 713-780-3776. I would love your reaction to the Tomas Martinez interview. Dynamo have a young talent there. I think we're all very anxious to see him get his opportunity. The Dynamo have been easing him in. 713-780-3776. I got more tickets to give out here tonight. I do want to get your phone number, 713-780-3776. I got three of the most passionate guys in Houston soccer sitting in our green room here at ESPN 97.5. Quotes, green room. Yeah, there's crazy stuff that goes on in our green room here.
There's
you do
green
know that.
Stuff out there.
There's crazy things that have happened in that green room. We have had some great food in there, though, from Liberty Kitchen, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that. Unfortunately, we don't have it tonight, but we're probably due for another Liberty Kitchen visit here, I think, Tyler. And I know for some reason there's a few more interns in the house every time that happens. I don't know how that works, but the word gets spread. So those three guys, and I just walked out there and said hello to them while we escorted Tomas Martinez out. I'll tell you what I love about these three guys that are going to be on in the second hour, and they are all leaders of their local supporters group. We got Eddie Mendoza with Real Madrid, who's flying high right now with all the titles and the Super Cup. We got Costa Din, who hasn't had rough times with Barcelona over the years. And we got Manny G, Manny Gutierrez, great guy with El Bateo. But what I love about these three guys, they are, the minute you look at them, you can see the passion of soccer, their love for it, their how it's a part of their lives, how socially it's a part of their lives, and that they just generate so much joy from it and generate passion. I love it. I like seeing upbeat people around the sport. And they're going to be on tonight. We're going to talk a number of things. We're going to talk Barca. We're going to talk Real Madrid. We're going to talk Neymar. We're going to talk Dynamo with Manny G. 713-780-3776 is the number. Quick word for Azure Salon. It's in the heart of River Oaks and in West Ave Shopping. Now, Azure is spelled A-Z-U-R. Azure Salon. The stylist there, and they got a real challenge with me, but they keep me looking good for my television work. Azure Salon, the place to go. Ladies, they've got you covered there with color cuts and extensions. It's azuresalon.com, A-Z-U-R-salon.com, azuresalon.com. So we thank them. We also thank Bud Light. And I remind you, nothing goes better together than great friends, Bud Light and Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Summer's here. Get out to the pool. Listen to us on ESPN 97.5. Get out to a Dynamo game, but most importantly, grab your friends and an ice-cold bucket of Bud Lights, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week. Remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, an official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. All right, we got 2 minutes left in this break, and I want to just touch on a couple of subjects here. And then coming up, it is all about the Premier League and Premier League talk. Arsenal won the Charity Shield. We remember that on penalties over Chelsea. Lots of questions around Arsenal. Do they have enough talent? My interest in the Premier League this year, one thing I'm really looking forward to is strikers that are entering the Premier League, like Lacazette, that have come from other leagues and have been very successful in French League One and the Serie A. And can they produce, will they produce in the Premier League? Because it is different. You do get defended a bit differently in the Premier League. So that's always of interest to me, seeing players coming into the league, how quickly they adapt, how they get things done. That's one of them. I think Manchester United has done very well in the transfer window. Chelsea, I think there's some angst there. I think you've seen it with Antonio Conte. Alvaro Morata, how will he replace Diego Costa? Morata has scored goals in Serie A and La Liga. We know that. Arsenal, last year, not in the top four. Ozil, Sanchez, what's going to happen with them? Where's Lacazette? Obviously, we mentioned that. Jurgen Klopp, what's going to happen with Coutinho? Will he stay or will he go? Big problems there if he goes. And how do you replace him? Manchester United, I think, has done okay. Matic, good signing. for Paul Pogba. Lukaku, can he score him in the big games? Spurs, haven't really done anything except lose Kyle Walker to Manchester City. Do they have the depth of the Champions League? I'm going to say no. It's going to be a struggle for them. And how does 20-year-old Gabriel Jesus fare for Manchester City? Had the injury last year. Kyle Walker comes in. Aguero, Toure, do they find their game again? Premier League talk coming up with Warren Barton of Fox. He's excellent. He'll break your team down, and it's coming up. Don't miss it. Carlos Vela, the LAFC, is it going to work? It's exciting. Big money, big stars continuing to desire MLS. Jonathan Dos Santos goes to the LA Galaxy. MLS, some good times right now. Good times at BBVA Compass Stadium this weekend. Dynamo will take on San Jose. Houston Dash will take on FCKC. Take a quick break here. As we go to break, I remind you about the King's Court. 9 of 3 Hutchins in Edo. Corner of Walker and Hutchins. 13 TVs. El Batallon hangs out there. Manny G. NFL Sunday Ticket. They show all the Dynamo games, the Premier League. Place is going to be packed in the mornings with Premier League and at night for the Dynamo and Dash. 24 taps, a full bar, rooftop patio, real soccer pub feel. Go down there, say hello to Jay, my good friend there at King's Court. Again, a real soccer pub in Edo. Not a foul soccer pub. Sorry. 713-780-3776. If you're the fourth caller right now, you'll get a ticket, a pair of tickets to the Houston Dash at 713-780-3776. We'll take a Liberty Kitchen break.